Doug Jenkins, Findlay Hancock County Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Morning, Rex.
I was telling Doug before we went on that once you hit like 37, aches and pains come on.
So. I should know this. I've been in my 40s for a little bit now, but man, I didn't realize I need to do like a pre-housework regimen of stretching before just putting down trim around garden beds.
I'll tell you, it doesn't get any better as you get older.
Oh, well, that's good news.
I moved couch sectionals, and I feel actually pretty good today. So after doing all of that, so all good. And we are getting ready, Rally in the Alley, another season. So
that's right. A lot of big things happening at the Chamber of Commerce here. But next Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday, we'll kick off Rally in the Alley down at Latham Courtyard. 100 Proof will be there. I think we've got food from the baking company and bread needs. And we're off. We'll be there Fridays throughout the summer. We're off the following week. So that's when Boogie will be.
Can you read? I know you're quite a distance away now.
You know, I feel like 40s, I've been looking at my spreadsheet for the event. It's like pretty
I have it up
nonstop
on the screen, but it's probably, 8 feet between you and the screen.
That's another thing in your 40s that goes, is the ability to read at a distance. But no, we're good there. Okay. Yeah, good, so always a really good time to kick off your weekend in Findlay.
Is. Yeah, downtown. So Tongue and Groove, of course, twice, you know.
But yeah.
During the season, so.
Yeah, okay. They got rained out twice last year. Not happy about that.
No.
We may have. Yeah. I'm gonna give you the scoop, Rex.
Oh, yeah, breaking news.
We may be able to weatherproof these this year.
Really?
That's all I can say right now.
Oh, all right.
But we might be able to figure something out here. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For more details on that.
Details on that very soon. So, yeah, the season wraps up on the 2nd of August.
Yeah.
Reunion band. So.
Yeah, and it's a free event for the community. You come down from 5 to 8 at Latham Courtyard, right there next to the glass block building in downtown. We've got free snacks while they last, and big credit to our area restaurants who provide those snacks at no cost. So you can check that out. Of course, we've got water and libations as well. It tends to get a little hot on Friday nights and everything. So, but it's a good time. Great crowds last year. We expect the same this year. The bands that we have, I mean, they all play the hits. It's going to be a really, really good time.
Yep. Rally in the Alley 2024. So it gets next Friday.
Yeah.
Right. Week from Friday. So, and then.
Then what in else? June,
yes.
On June 13th is the annual Farmer Share Breakfast. That is always a good time as well. Great way to recognize the past of agriculture in Findlay or in Hancock County, as well as the future, because we have the OSU Ag Extension does their Hall of Fame honorees during the event, which is great. Mm-hmm. We get the year in review from Ed Lentz, which is always a really good update, really informative there. And we give away scholarships to area kids who are going into ag-related fields. So all kind of comes together there. Tickets are only $7. Nice big breakfast for you as well, which I think we all support, Rex.
We do.
We're all in favor of a big breakfast. So you can stop by the chamber to pick up tickets for that. We're giving away, I think, 8 scholarships this year.
Oh, wow.
At least $1,000. So we're very happy about that.
Money made from sausage sales.
Sale and our sponsors for we've been able to really up what we've been able to give these kids.
Sounds like.
Because it's not like school's getting any cheaper. So
no.
fortunately, we have people take part in the sausage sale. Uh-huh. Enjoy that. And then, of course, the scholarship sponsors as well. So.
Very good. Now, the Farmer Share used to be in March, but you moved it. That way you get your scholarship winners a chance to come up front. So.
It was a change we made in 2021 because we didn't think the state would be open from COVID yet in March of 2021, and it wasn't. So we rolled the dice. Like, all right, let's set up for June, and hopefully things will be closer to normal. And they were. Then the good news, then we found, it's actually a better event in June because, one, you're not getting ready for the planting season. At least
although
it stays dry. This year. If it stays dry for a little bit, you won't be. If it keeps raining the way that it has been, it could be a different story.
We'll
but like you said, we can also have the scholarship sponsors there or the scholarship winners there as well. And they don't have to come out of school for that or anything. So it's a good way for people to see just who they're supporting. And there's area FFA chapters are all involved. Really, it's one of my favorite days on the chamber calendar.
Oh, yeah. It's a great time. Out at the fairgrounds, Millstream Center, right?
Yes.
Tickets.
You need tickets. Yeah. Swing by the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. They're $7. There's also some available out at the OSU Extension office on County Road 140, and you can get those for $7 there as well.
Can't beat the breakfast. That is for sure.
It's good stuff. The Ferns catering it this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be good.
Good stuff. Very good. Doug Jenkins in Findlay-Hancock County Chamber, getting ready for Rally in the Alley and the Farmer's Share Breakfast. All right. Doug, hopefully finds some Advil.
I might be co-hosting the rest of the show with you. I don't know that I can get out of this chair.
Sorry. Yeah. Thanks for coming in, Doug.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.